Sismic FM.
Sismic FM.
Sismic FM.
Sismic FM. Sismic FM.
My first question is, it's almost the end of the tour. How is it? How is the French public?
French public are amazing. Yes. They have been so receptive, so loving and kind and energetic, haven't they? They've been really, really welcoming, lovely. I personally loved my time in France. I would like to live in France, personally. So,
We've done quite a few French tours in the last 2 years, and there's a similar pattern where we start the tour and it's quite quiet at the start, but by the end everyone gets into it, so they must hear about the show and come along.
How did you prepare your voice for the tour? Like, do you have a specific exercise?
I came in quite quickly with this band because they're so busy. So they've got an amazing singer, Bronte, and I've sort of come in to do some as well. So how did I prepare my voice? Vocal warm-ups.
Yes.
And that's about it, really. Just vocal warm-ups.
Okay.
And lots of water. And I'm learning as I go, to be honest.
Okay.
So lots of water, vocal warm-ups, thanks to Lewis has been giving me tricks, and that's in rest.
Why do you think Amy becomes so popular?
Well, it's just pure artistry, an amazing talent. She could sing and write, which is the hardest skill of all. And the way she, her musicality is the most important thing. She's such a great musician. Mm-hmm. And the ability to do things very quickly keeps everything very fresh. So when you hear these songs, they were only recorded in, you know, one or two takes. So yes, the spirit lives on, and she speaks to everyone. So that's the reason.
And why do you think she still has an impact today?
For exactly the reasons I've just said there, you know.
Yes.
And also the audiences are getting younger and younger. There's more appreciation of her. So with things like the Back to Black film last year, then a lot of youngsters are coming to watch a show. When I spoke to the record company last year, they said that she's as big as Bob Marley. And she's got the same impact as people like Kurt Cobain. When you die young, you know, there's a certain mystique. Yes. But while she was alive, she gave so much.
Yes. And why do you still play Amy's music, and why is it important for you?
I was reluctant to do this for the first 4 years. When the documentary came out in 2015, everything that needed to be said was said, so I didn't feel like I had to answer any questions. People kept asking me, if anyone's going to do it, you should do it. So once we started doing with the band, then it, you know, we were playing as a band ever since Amy died, so that didn't change anything. All we had to do was start playing Amy's songs again.
Yes.
And we've been doing it for 10 years now, next year.
How do you feel to sing and play her music across the world?
Well, it's the closest thing that people are going to get a chance to see Amy. Mm-hmm. So she was very popular in a lot of countries all over the world, a lot of places she never got to. So the demand to see her is always great. And as I say, this is the closest thing you'll get to it. So I think people will love to come and watch it, especially the youngsters who will never have been around to see her.
And why do you think the public is still here after so many years?
I think that she's like any great artist. You know, I can relate it to people like Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, as I say, all these great famous artists who just have a strong spirit that keeps going. And the music's timeless, her image and everything, and the artistry is timeless. So I look at her as the first star of this millennium. And I think in 200 or 300 years, you'll still be playing her music, you know, whether it be in the form of, it's like classical music then, but you'll still be playing her music.
And how do you choose the song you're going to play for the tour? Because she have a lot of songs.
Yeah, so it's a similar set to when we were playing with Amy. So we try and keep it as original to what we did before. So me and Amy came up with a set and we stick to that, you know. And
yes,
that's how it's done.
Okay. Do you have any rituals before or after going on stage?
Just to warm up your voice.
Yes.
I personally like to get in the zone and go over a few things and just lots of warm ups and just sort of have to get your head into, for me personally, into the game. What, do you have any rituals?
No, I mean, we've been, it's the same rituals that we had when we were playing with Amy, you know, we hang out. can't say they're too young for that. So we have the same rituals, you know. A lot of the boys like playing sport, so we will always find something to do. Then we get changed and go and do the shows.
At the moment we play darts,
but we used to play football, cricket. We used to play anything. So we're very competitive and we love sport. So, you know, it's all boys apart from the singers. So, yeah, we get into male things.
How did you fall in love of music? Like, what was your first step in music?
I've been listening to music ever since my dad gave me a radio when I was 4 years old. So I've been listening to music ever since then. And then I started playing the guitar when I was 8. And when I started playing the guitar, I always wanted to be a musician. So I'm just trying to follow my dreams.
Okay. And what about you?
I first listened to music from as long as I could remember. And then when I was 4, I had listened to Michael Jackson on my own. I learned how to put the CD player on. And I just remember hearing Heal the World. And I was like, and I just put it on repeat, repeat, repeat. And then that was it. I was hooked. And just music has been part of my life since. Not always just in career, but in life. You know, music's such a powerful tool to connect us all together, isn't it?
And why do you decide to make this your job?
Good question.
Yes.
I could have easily given in, but when I was 15, I said to my friends, I didn't want to be in my 30s saying I wish I'd had a go. Also, you get crap in anything, so you might as well do something you love. So that's why I've stuck with music.
Okay. And what about you?
Say the question again.
Why do you decide to make this your job?
For me, it's just a passion that runs through my soul. So whether sometimes it can be hard, like anything in life, and sometimes it can be wonderful. And if you have that passion and that your soul, you listen to your soul calling, things that make you truly happy in life. And for me, that's music, probably for you too, isn't it, Dale?
And how was the first time you meet Amy?
So it's a very funny story, but I'd seen Amy come into a club and, you know, she looked at me and I always remember her eyes were so young and sparky. But I went for an audition and I didn't get the audition. And so she fancied a bass player who was in before me and he got the job. But he was busy working with more established artists and then he wanted more money. So they got the uglier, cheaper version in, which is me. And that's how I met Amy, but ever since we met, we got on straight away. So, we had a lifelong relationship with each other. I spoke to her, you know, I was with her right 2 days before she died. I was out with her, and I spoke to her the night before. And so she was, she always wanted to be my son's godmother, and she was a great friend of family. So she's had a big impact on my life.
Thank you.
Same old, same bed. Me
Seismic FM.
Seismic FM.
Seismic FM.
Seismic FM. Seismic FM.